Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, this is Chael Sonnen. Make sure you check out my podcast, You're Welcome. We talk about MMA, we talk about professional wrestling, politics, anything you need to know about today's top issues so that you can sound intelligent, and you get them all from me, your humble host, America's favorite gangster. Make sure you check me out. You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen. New episodes every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, and of course, PodcastOne.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
We're back, and guess who's back?
Yeah.
Welcome to Ace on the Roof, Ace on the House, Ace on the Ace. And we have our wayward son back.
Yes, we sure do.
Are you okay?
Yes. You know, last week we had the old flat tire.
Not good.
And
not
and so the AAA guy said, Javier, my dear friend now, who's picked me up and drove me to the gas station. And by the way, I got a free tire replacement.
That's like,
because
yeah.
of warranty. So it almost felt like Christmas.
Wait, did you have the paperwork on you, or did they
pull it up?
And they said, oh, this is under warranty?
Yes. That's what happened.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that nice?
That's like a first.
So then I had a replacement. The guy said there were 9 blowouts in this section of the 5 freeway that day that I was there. That's what the Javier said. So, you know, it leads me to believe that somebody dropped a box of nails.
Yeah.
You know.
And by the way, cap nails.
And by the way, had they found a nail, they wouldn't have honored the warranty probably, right? Because it was a nail in the tire. That's not part of a warranty. So maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was the tire was defective. And folks asked me on the Twitter, why the heck didn't you just put your own spare on?
You tried.
I tried, but because I've crashed my rear bumper, putting the jack in doesn't line up in the hole to get the crank to crank the tire down from below the back of the truck,
it's
right?
It's kind of like your truck had a mastectomy.
That's
or
a
vasectomy.
Yeah.
Vasectomy, yeah. 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 Not mastectomy.
Whatever. My truck has no bosoms and has no ability to have children.
Right.
So both, yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is getting. I'm glad it's getting weird so fast.
Isn't that nice, though? And that it worked out. I got the tire, and you know, when you're on the highway and the cars are whizzing by, and your legs are hanging out of the back, it feels like someone's going to run my.
And
legs
you're a
over.
Tall drink of water.
Someone's going to run me over and kill me.
Not good.
Yeah,
not good at all.
But anyway, here we are, Ace on the House, and you got to visit us at aceontheroof.com. You click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through the Amazon link. Ace on the House Twitter is where we are, facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer, Eric at Eric Strober. 5 stars on the iTunes. What that does, it gives us the ability to continue doing what we love.
And that's us
that
hanging
nice?
Out.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what's weird, though? I was always – so I was here last week alone, and then I'd look over to the right, and you weren't here, and I got all lonely.
Did you sing I've Been Waiting for a Girl Like You to yourself?
No, I was saying I've been waiting on a friend from the Stones. I'm a Stones guy.
Oh, are you?
You know that. Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
I'm just waiting on a friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah. Sang it all day.
Good job.
I had to wait till now.
How are you doing? You look rested and healthy and good. What are you doing? What's going on?
A little bit. Show wrapped.
Yeah. How did it go in all said and done? What do you feel about the show? Was it fun? Good experience?
Good experience. Learned a lot. There's a lot to it, man.
I know.
Like
there
doing
is.
A TV show is like no joke. And then be prepared for the long days.
And you know there are people on sets that are miraculous, right?
Yeah.
Like production people that literally are like the best at what they do. So when you have some of those folks around you, it's a beautiful thing.
And everybody's so kind and everybody head down working.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of these kids out there and they're in their 20-somethings, you know, and they just go. They just fly.
You know what it is? It's the spirit of independent filmmaking shows up on shows, I think, you know, because a lot of these kids that are in production, they came from the idea of I want to make movies, right?
Yeah. Or TV, or they want to make content.
And to do that, it requires a bunch of guys and gals together doing one vision, working all night for no money, and doing their thing. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's like their dreams have not been crushed yet.
Correct.
Like mine.
Yeah.
I look at them and I just, you know, I gaze at them and just honor and worship because, you know.
They still have hope.
Yeah. They got it. And it's like, that's our future. And you know what? I'm good with our future.
Yeah, good. The millennials are some good people, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking to duck out. They're looking to make it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, it's the bookends of whatever it might be. But it was good. It was a great experience. I mean, meeting guys like Jay Leno. You know, I know Joel McHale a little bit, but every guest was fantastic. I can't think of one I didn't like, you know, or one that like rubbed me wrong. I guess the guy from – what's the guy's name from Canada, Russell?
Russell Peters.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, like, he weighs, like, 230 or something like that. He's a big cat. Like, he's, like, you know, a linebacker type of dude. And I'm talking to him, and he was going in high school. He weighed, like, 140. I'm going, what?
How'd he do it?
I don't know,
just straight up eating?
Just whatever. You know? But isn't it amazing? Like, how big were you in high school? I was the same.
I was about
Adam was smaller. You know, and then Adam, boom.
Yeah,
grew in high school.
I was about maybe 200 in high school.
Yeah, okay.
205 at the most, something like that. And then I got up to about 225 from doing all the squats and the deadlifts for a lot of years. Now I'm probably back down to 205.
Like your boy, Wyatt. I saw Wyatt when he was in high school. I think he was
skinny. Skinny and tall.
But nah, 5'10".
Yeah, that's right.
5'10".
Right.
Then, boom, smash cut. I see him a month ago.
Yeah.
He's 6'4".
Yeah.
Like, I was like, are you kidding me?
It's crazy, right? People
but you
grow.
Don't notice, right?
No.
Like, I was looking at
I don't notice because, you know, they're all
yeah,
there
you
with
see
me.
Him all the time.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
By the way, he was out. He's a filmmaker, right?
Yeah.
So he was out shooting a thing with his buddy in a band. You know, he's doing a lot of night stuff where you open the exposure and let the light of cars going by create like a line across the frame.
Yeah, like you're on acid.
Yeah, like you're on acid. They probably are on acid shooting stuff. But anyway, he said he was getting the lenses changed and he was poking his head out through the sunroof and a guy shows up with a baseball cap down and a hand in his pocket and he walks toward him and his buddy who was sitting behind the wheel realized that they were about to get popped and he literally said, you know, duck and Wyatt like was like what and he just took off and like the lenses were about to fly off the top of the car. He grabbed both the lenses and the guy was like ready to rob him and you know do whatever because he had about $10,000 worth of gear on him, right?
It was in a
supermarket in the valley somewhere in you know Van Nuys in the middle of like 2 a.m.
yeah.
Right, like
nothing good's gonna happen.
So I say to him, like, well, duh, yeah.
Yeah, you're in Van Nuys at 2 a.m.
What are you doing
on Blythe Street trying to cop dope?
There you go.
Yeah, you're done.
But still, you know, his instinct is not quite there yet.
He was cat-like.
Beautiful imagery,
right?
Don't get me wrong, but like, dude. Get your head out of your ass.
I filmed them shooting at us. It was great.
Right. But again, to that spirit of filmmaking, like these guys will do anything just to go out and shoot stuff, but you got to make sure you don't get
your
stuff
stolen. You
know
where he should have been, though?
Where?
He should have been in bed. And speaking of bed, Casper, people. Casper. Obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. You know it, and we know it. Latex and memory foam create just the right sink and the right bounce. That's right. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
Risk-free trial and return policy. Try Casper for 100 nights, free shipping, and painless returns. But by the way, once you get it, you're not going to return it. So know that. Most awarded mattress of the decade. That means 10 years. I'm just saying.
10 years of people testing out mattresses. This is the one.
Imagine getting the one. Hey, what if you return it after 10 years?
I don't think you can. You're a knucklehead.
Yeah, you are. Right. You are.
Yeah.
Hey, $500 for a twin, $950 for a California King. How big's a California King, Matt?
6x6, right?
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
Really?
72x72. That's big. That's enough.
You got to sleep diagonal.
I have an Eastern King because I knew there would be several people in my bed for a decade.
You should have.
But the Cal King is what. Yeah, I should have had the Cal King.
There you go.
Get him out.
Get it.
It's actually 72 wide by 84 long.
Ooh. Wow. All right, so you can lay down.
You can have the dog at the foot of the bed.
You can have whatever you want.
Okay.
You can have a harem.
Woo, thank goodness.
There you go. Special offer, $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting CasperTrial.com/Ray. Use the promo code 50SLEEP. That's CasperTrial.com/Ray. Terms and conditions apply, and thank you.
Good job there.
Hey, thanks, man.
I like the bed. I like the bed.
I get all shaky and stuff, and my palms sweat, but I'm all right.
Yeah, but see.
Hey, Matt, say hi again.
Maddie.
What up? How you guys doing?
Maddie, your voice sounds like the voice of God is what it sounds like.
You weren't here last week.
You got more reverb on yours than you have on ours.
I kind of feel like it's a little loud, to be honest with you.
We sound thin and weak. You sound like like Moses or something.
Well, this is my show. So.
Well, good point.
To make sure welcome to Mount Sinai.
That's right.
As he parted the seas. Matt Fondelier in his oversized shirt and flip-flops.
Fox.
Goddamn right. How's the house going?
It's going good. We're pretty much moved in now. So finally starting to feel a little bit more relaxed.
It's nice.
Pretty stressful.
And you got
clearly got
your laundry hooked up because you're wearing just a t-shirt.
Just wearing a t-shirt.
Something
with epaulets. Working, yes.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you guys, full disclosure here, I cannot find my belts. I've opened up what I would imagine is every single box.
Yeah.
No belts. I am literally wearing a string for a belt today.
Good man.
I don't know what else to do. Well, it reminds me of Ellie Mae Clampett from Beverly Hillbillies. She wore a rope belt.
Is that true?
Yeah, with those shorts.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the other day.
Survivor or something? Auditioning?
I had a little bit of the string peeking out from the bottom of my shirt the other day. Gary looked at me. He's like, "You wearing a tampon, man?" I'm like, no, not exactly. So, tuck that string.
Funny.
Wait, how many belts do you have? How many are missing?
Two of them. They're both gone. I don't know where they're at.
Okay, so as far as belt land goes, I got smart, and here's what I did. I bought belts that are reversible. You have these belts? Well, you don't have any belts, but
yeah, currently,
if you were to have belts, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Where the one's brown and one's black,
you just
and
flip
then you flip
the head around. That's a really good idea, isn't it?
Yeah,
I like that. I got one of those. I'm done.
I got a golf belt that the buckle. You can take the buckle. There's a little pin you take off of it, like a magnet, right? And you mark your golf ball with
it. Do you wear bags when you're working, pouch?
I will if I have to, but I hate it.
Yeah,
I don't like wearing
bags.
But
I have one that I've had for years.
I like an apron better.
I like the apron, too.
I like the apron because it's in front of me. I can see what I have.
I don't like the stuff on the back at all. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to, if you're working up high, you're working on scaffolding, and you're doing a lot of nailing, and it's like tight quarters.
And the hammer's clicking on the
ladder. And banging stuff, Or then you have your skill saw hanging off the bag, and I don't want to do work like that. I mean, I have to do it sometimes, but do you want to do it?
I don't.
No. I want Raul to do it.
Yeah.
Because he's way better at it than
Raul.
I am. Yeah. And, I have a family that I hire for big framing jobs.
Yeah.
Latin family.
Yeah.
Straight Mexican family.
Yeah.
And they are amazing. And by the way, if you try and cut a piece of wood for them, you just slowed them down.
Yeah, you're in their way.
You're totally in their way.
Yeah, and they don't have safeties or guards on their saws, do they?
Some of them do. The head guy will, but the younger guys won't because they take more risk.
Yeah.
So if you're younger, of course you're taking more risk. Yeah. But the older guys, they will. But they know how to handle the guide so well. They know how to, like, you know, shake the saw and get the guard out of the way. And they know how to do it. Like, Raul will sit there and cut a California corner in a roof, and it'll be dead nuts. And it's like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And how do you do that so fast? And they don't talk. All they do is yell out numbers once in a while, and then all of a sudden, you know,
somebody's
X amount of wood showing up, and then it's great. Up. And then they're, you know, they tag it all together. Then they get that huge level that's about a foot wide at the base.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you start pushing stuff square.
Right.
And then they put nail around.
And then shore it up. Yep. Yeah.
And then it's like, okay.
Isn't that amazing?
We're done. I go, what? And here's extra money.
Square.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. Love them.
Hey, I just opened a ceiling up. Remember I was telling you last time about this job where the guy wanted me to just patch?
Yeah.
Okay, so I talked him into replacing the roof.
Really?
Doing it right. Pulled the ceiling out, and I kid you not, when I opened the drywall yesterday, I put my hand up inside the crawl space. It was like 120 and completely wet, like Vietnam humid, right? And everything had been consumed by all the little blocks that they'd put in were completely rotted out with termite eggs and dry rot. I mean, it was just a nightmare.
It's like,
finding cancer in someone's body. Like, so bad, right? So I got the ceiling open. I brought a bunch of fans up. They're just blowing up into the roof for the next 2 days. I'm just going to dry the shit out of it, and then I'll go back in and spray it.
What's the source of the water, though?
The roof was leaking.
Okay.
You know, you can
and it just kept
moist? It just
kept
coming in, and it you know, would collect in the drywall, and you could see the paint bubbling, and it just looked like shit. But, man, when you open the ceiling up, you realize the essential importance of crawl spaces that have venting and air that can circulate. If it's done wrong,
you need the whirly bird up there. You need
to
let that heat escape.
You got to have room between the insulation and the ceiling.
Absolutely.
Right? You just can't pack stuff in there and expect it to be okay over time, right? So the importance of having venting
and the baffles.
So oh, my God,
so
right?
So you don't ram the stuff.
Exactly.
And also get, like, you know, the Adam's in love with the whole house fan.
Those are great.
Great.
Fantastic. To clear that crawl space out, because it gets so hot. You don't realize it until you get your hand up in there after you've opened it up. It's just
awful.
Or then
when you're dealing with water and you're dealing with, like, issues like that, and you're talking about termites and you're talking about rot, I mean, what else is up there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And you're breathing it. You're breathing it.
Well, that's just it, too. And drywall is like the ultimate medium to grow mold. If you had to make a material to culture mold, drywall is perfect to grow mold in.
In fact, in science class, the Petri dish is made out of drywall.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, kidding.
I'm saying no. Hey, yeah. Matt, can we help some
people?
We
got people to help. Hey, Kenny. There's Kenny over in Phoenix. You want to go there?
Kenny?
Yeah, let's go line one. Ken, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Good to hear you. I just crawled out of cleaning a bathroom a sink. So.
Oh, great.
My wife's bathroom sink. You just every month clean that thing out.
Would you pull the P-trap off or something, or what'd you do?
Just got under the sink, and I was cleaning with a toothbrush, dropped the toothbrush in, so now I had to take off. Just the
trap.
Gas trap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
You pull it all out, you get it all, the gross sewage crap and hair and stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
My question for you guys.
It has that grease smell to it.
Yeah, this is a bathroom. They don't really, it wasn't too bad because I keep it clean. You just take it all apart and go out in the lawn and, you know,
dump it.
Rinse it all
out. Hose it out, yeah.
Hey, why don't you make your wife do it?
No, she works. She's at work.
Yeah. All right, well, then that's a good
trade
for you.
I'm in between gigs, so you can't really – I can't fly that one.
No, you can't. You're a good man doing that.
Hey, honey, home from work? Clean out the P-trap now. And then make dinner.
And stop dropping hair off your head. What's the matter with you?
I have no clean clothes.
Yeah.
The best thing for my life and how my dad grew up, my family, the man's got his bathroom and the women have their bathroom.
That's a very good idea.
It's the best – solution.
I think it can keep people married, actually. I think you're right.
It really, it's the simplest thing. I just, you know, she'll share it if she has to, but...
How long have you been married, Ken?
10, 12, well, we've been together 14 years and a 10-year-old. I'm on my second family.
I'm bored. What's your question?
I won't divulge too much. Hey, actually, my sister would be a good match for you if you're still single. She's
single. We got to get
ready. Is she 18?
Girlfriend.
Where does she live?
How old is she?
She lives in Inland Empire. I won't give a city.
Ouch.
And she just bought property in Idaho. She's got a good
looking
gig.
Better.
She
Ooh.
Just picked up she drives a Camaro. She has a late model Camaro, and then she just picked up a Tacoma full-size truck.
Ooh.
Does she have any tattoos?
Nope.
She have hands?
She's very independent.
Does she have hands?
I'll give it that way.
She has hands?
No, she's a great girl. She's always had long-term relationships.
¿Cuántos años tienes? How old is she?
She's your age.
Wow.
Yeah, that's called not good for me.
Why?
She was
have you ever dated anybody my age?
Well, you got to have an age appropriate now. I know. I think you were.
No,
young.
I understand age appropriate. Age appropriate for me is, I don't know. What would you say,
Matt? Here's a bad.
I don't want to get in any
listen,
trouble.
Let me tell you something. Here's the bad news about trying to date younger people. If there's no musical reference or pop culture reference that you guys can meet on, you're in hell.
Well,
right?
You
imagine where you say to the girl, hey, you know that song from 74? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, boy, this is not working for
well,
me.
Well, my ex-girl, who was 24 years my junior.
That's too young. Too young.
Just hold on. I got a reference for you.
All right.
So she's wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Yeah.
And I go, name one guy in Led Zeppelin. You know what she said?
Danny Partridge?
No. Robert Page.
Ooh.
She mixed them up.
At least she got.
But that was great.
That's not bad.
That's win-win.
That's not bad.
That was great.
I like that.
Yeah.
No wonder you stuck with it.
So there you go. Well.
Well,
so anyway, hey, listen, can you send a picture of your sister?
No.
I
what
need
you,
to see. Hey, Ray and I
can have her do a Facebook thing with your
listen,
what the fuck is going on here?
Just hold on, Ken. Ray what? And I would enjoy if you would send a photo of your sister, and Matt and I can comb through and make sure she's
yeah,
suitable.
Send your pic. There you go.
Potentially for Ray.
Well, I'll do you one. I'll do you,
you
one
guys
better.
Are vetting.
I'll send you a I'll ask her permission. Well, she always.
Just
I tried
send
to
us a picture,
with
Ken.
A good friend
just
of
send
us a
send picture.
Send a
and
picture
then,
and
listen. You get points if it's a naked picture.
And if you
I'm
get
just saying.
And also if you can send a full MMPI, that's the Minnesota Multifaceted Personal Index Test, which is the therapy to show if she's got any kind of mental disorders. Send that along with a naked picture, and then we're good.
Well,
to go.
I would call she's independent. She's got the same personality as Ray. I think they would. Work well
I
together.
Have no person. Ken, what's your deal? What's going on with your house? Let's move on.
On Gage.
Let's go here.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'll hang up on you.
No. I'm
not gonna. But let's get to your gutter question that you
Here's
called
question.
About.
I need to put gutters, and I've played around with the plastic PVC gutters.
You
I'm
can take the girl out of the gutter, but you can't take the gutter out of the girl. Ken.
That's it. You're not gonna let it go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And there's a couple different grades of PVC gutter, and I've been kind of hem-hawing, but Phoenix will just beat the crap out of plastic, so it's kind of one of those things. I don't want to go with the standard Home Depot gauge gutter. And can you go into Home Depot on the contractor side and say, hey, talk to your supplier. I want the one more thicker gauge gutter. Can you order it for me? I'll prepay for it. And
no,
they'll do that. Can
yeah,
you do
yes,
that?
But you can also go to a roofing supply place and just get better quality material for less money.
Or go to a sheet metal worker or go to a gutter guy where you can get the seam. They extrude it right there in your house.
Well,
and
yeah,
it runs, hold on, but you can get it like for $2 a linear foot, and it's worth it. Get the bonderized metal. They have the die there. You get the square one. Boom, they run it out. They hang it. You're done. You don't have anything to fucking do, Ken. You know
no,
what I'm saying? You're in between
is
jobs.
To contract it out.
What? You want to do it yourself?
In
yeah,
Phoenix?
In Phoenix
I'm at
now?
Home, man. I got to get stuff done. I fix things.
All right.
Let's
so
say
hard.
Your drip ledge on your fascia, right?
Yeah.
Now, where are you going to put that gutter? Are you going to put it over that or under?
No, you go under so it rolls off, and there's a certain distance.
All right. Now I'll let you do
the
it.
The roof
now,
is
you're
primed
in now.
For
you're
it.
In.
It's primed for it. Yeah, I called you guys last year. This is my solution. I have a drainage problem, so I have foundation issues because of this rain. I let it go over the years. I own the house. I've been in here forever. And I just, laziness has cost me a little bit.
All right. Send the naked picture and the personal index psychology profile of your sister, and we'll talk to you soon. And send pictures of the gutter.
You know what? I'll send
all right, wait,
her
Ken,
Facebook
first,
thing.
No, first fix your gutters, and yeah, get bondarized metal. Get it. I think you can get it pre-primed. Stick to what you know. Let's do that now, and then send a picture, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, but one last question
all
on
right.
that topic. Here's the thing. I've gone to the roofing guys, and it just seems they sell the rolls of the extruder for the extruder guys. No.
They have dies there. They can help you out. You can get it made, and then go take it from them and take it to your house.
Oh, okay. Okay,
duh.
That's an idea.
All right,
okay.
Dig you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey. Nope. Fucking killing me, this guy.
You just are nervous because we're getting close to getting
no,
you a suitable mate.
No. I'm fine. I'm good with all that kind of stuff. Let's stop talking now and
Jeez,
do the show.
Ray,
I mean,
take
let's
it
start
easy.
Talking.
I want to go to your wedding because it's so
what
wrong
you,
for
wedding?
Me
what
for your
wedding?
Mother and I to cry at your wedding.
My mom. My mom. Hold on. Why? What's going on today? What's up, Matt? Help a brother out.
Yeah, help a brother out, Stromer.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hear from
Stromer, you know my mom.
You know,
my,
I got to tell you
my
something.
My sweet little German mom
yeah.
who loved dogs passed.
Poor mom.
What were you going to say?
I was good. Well, Ray's mom's dog would have loved this whole bark box idea. Listen, it's delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys picked around a surprise theme each and every month. So basically, they're themed every month. To buy your dog treats or toys, okay? Think about this. It's called Bark Box. Just tell them how big your dog is. Choose a plan, 1, 6, or 12 months. So there's 3 different plans for you, right? Then Bark Boxes are shipped on the 15th of each month. You can cancel any time. You can say, I don't want to do this. It's Christmas. I don't need it. I don't have enough money. Or you can keep the service going. You cancel any time. Free shipping in the continental United States. If your dog doesn't like something in the box, they'll send something new for free. 100%
Very good.
Free. That's a pretty good deal, right? So, you know, instead of going to the pet store and picking some, they just come to you, right? Every time you order something new. All edible treats made in the USA or Canada. For a free extra month, go to getbarkbox.com/Ray. Don't forget the Ray part. Getbarkbox.com/Ray when you subscribe. That's getbarkbox.com/Ray. Right?
I thought of a great invention just now.
What?
What you should hear, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Now, you make a chew toy for a dog, you know, that's edible, and they swallow it. They have to swallow it whole. And then it comes out the same way, so it can be reused again.
You know
what
would be even
so
better?
So he poops it out, and
no.
then you can replay it again.
Here's my idea for a new thing.
That is a great idea.
Dog treats the shape and size exact replicas of our own Matt Fondelier.
That, well.
Huh? So every dog in the world
yeah.
eats Matt, and that becomes the thing. And then
this took a dark turn.
Isn't that amazing? I like it. It's called Matt.
It's getting there.
It life size?
No, it's just a piece of veal. It's like the shape
of Matt. It's in the shape of Matt.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah. I like that.
People hate my
And then
ideas.
It comes out. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, no,
hey, let's help someone else here. How about James?
All right.
Cincinnati.
Jesus.
Jimmy.
James, what's happening?
Hey, Ray, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy? You don't have a sister. You don't have a sister for Ray, do you?
No. I'll tell you what. You guys need to work on getting. Someone needs to work on getting that Ken guy a job. I think he calls into every damn show that Corolla does.
Yeah,
he
doesn't have anything to do. Yeah.
Well, I think he's looking at that.
He's
looking at that as his job to get in touch with the people at the show.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
it must
so.
Be. Must
yeah.
be.
It's a full-time job, yeah. then.
All right, what,
so you've heard him before, James?
All right. What's that?
You've heard him before, obviously.
Yes,
I'm trying
I
to forget
called
him.
In,
it's fucking haunting.
Corolla can't stand a guy, but he keeps taking his calls every day. So.
All right, what do you got, James?
Anyway, all right, so I'm working on tearing down my bathroom right now. And in the shower, I have, there's the tiles, and behind those tiles is like that ceramic mortar stuff with the wire mesh backing to it.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to get that crap out. It's a pain in the ass.
Okay, you ready?
What, the expanded metal? Is
yeah.
that what
no, the diamond lath.
Yeah, okay.
So here's what you got to do. You got to get, so you need tin snips, you need a hammer,
okay.
you need gloves, preferably leather gloves and long sleeve shirt and a respirator and goggles, right? And your job is to, your job is to get under the diamond lathe and get to the nails where the nail was nailed into the lathe and then into the studs, the framing, right?
Okay.
And then you got to get under that and pry that up. And as you're going, you're going to be able to cut with your snips the diamond lathe into smaller sections. Because if you try and pull it all out at once, it's kind of a nightmare.
And he's saying take a hammer and beat it. You got to beat a line into it.
Yeah.
So you're going to beat a line to it, then cut all the lathe, then you're going to pry it off the wall.
Right. And, so, and then once you once you find the stud where the nail went through the lathe, that's where you got to get up under it and pry those nails out, right? And so it's a it's a nightmare, dude. And if you have a bathtub underneath, do you have a tub under you're trying to save?
No, it's just like a tiled shower.
All right, yeah, and there's they're going to be
you keeping the pan or no?
No.
All right.
You're taking it all out.
Yeah, it's just got a drain in the shower. So.
And then also, it's really important to get a big trash can in there with you. And as you're going, pull out your sheets and get it out of the room and dump it away from the bathroom. Because otherwise, you're standing in a mountain of rubble with the lathe and it gets really, really challenging. So take the time to take smaller loads out. You know, every couple, like every hour, let's say, or every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Take a load out, come back in, get some air, get a fan venting all the dust out the window if you can, because otherwise it's all going in your house and it's super
it's
messy.
A mess. Make sure you can even tape it off and put that fan in there and then put another fan, like cut a hole, tape it off with plastic, put the fan at the base so you get the circulation going.
Right.
So you're blowing it one way and then out.
And your job is to prevent inhaling all that shit. If you can get a can respirator, great. If you can't, for sure wear a dust mask because it's nasty. You don't want to be breathing that stuff in all day.
Or you can call Ken's sister.
Yeah, Ken's
She'll
sister.
She'll help you.
But there's no Ken.
You know what? Ken will tell you what to do.
James, you know what?
Yeah, there's, I'm good.
James, there's no easy way. It's just, you know, you got to just do it and do it in sections and make sure you remember that the corners are always going to be interlaced so that you think you're pulling a sheet off, but then it tugs in the corner because it's wrapped around the other side, right? Like
or it even has that corner bead in it, too, which makes it especially hard.
And if you have a grinder, that would be helpful, too. Sometimes I'll use a diamond blade grinder and you can kind of cut. You can cut the diamond lathe too with that, but you got to be careful that you're not, you know, that's not flipping back on you and cutting you, you know,
because it will kick on you.
Yeah,
right.
I've gotten a few scars.
So gloves, long sleeves, fan, it venting out all the shit, and then make more trips more often with the garbage can than you think.
And don't forget prayer.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, James.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You
appreciate
got it though.
Help.
You got
it. Yeah. Hang in there. It's
summertime.
It's just a pain
it's perfect
in the
time
ass.
To do this.
Yeah.
Have at it.
All right. Thanks,
Send
guys.
Pictures. We like pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do. Definitely.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. You know, rebuilding the showers. It ain't easy. It's a lot of work.
You know what? That's funny because that's been my mantra lately.
Yeah.
It ain't easy.
No.
Everything I do seems like I've been carrying 10-foot sheets of plywood lately.
Right.
All that kind of, it's like everything I pick up, three-quarter, really, this, and everything I do lately, I go like, what am I doing?
Yeah, because I remember I used to be able to grab the four-foot sheets, right, and carry them sideways, go through doors upstairs. It's just they have this thing. Have you seen this thing that's like a shoulder harness that it's straps that have a little hook that hook onto the bottom of the plywood or the drywall?
Right, and you're
and
dispersing
the
weight.
It's almost like a strap across your chest that's holding it also. It makes a whole lot of difference.
You use one?
I've used them before, yeah.
Really?
Now I just try not to carry stuff big.
Right. Now
like, I got to get drywall today, and I'm just going to get a half sheet because it's like,
really?
Fuck that. I'm not carrying all that
I'm
shit.
Getting a half sheet.
Are you kidding
sheet.
Me? Fuck that.
I love that.
It's too hard.
5'8"?
Too hard, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how heavy that is.
Oh,
too
know,
hard
man.
On the body, man.
It is. And then when you're doing like an elevator, like I've done an elevator shaft, inch and a half.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be super thick.
Yeah.
It's great.
Fire rating.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they check.
Yeah, they do.
It's brutal.
What are you working on now?
My life.
Don't
my
be so
rest.
Don't be so edgy about people wanting to help you find a loved one.
You know what I'm working on? I'll tell you what I'm working on. Audible, baby. Nice segue, Ray. Jeez. Audible.com, the premier provider of digital audiobooks. That's right. Titles in every genre. Thrillers, business, romance, comedy. Kind of like what we got going on here. Yeah. Sci-fi and more. Hey, science also, not just sci-fi. Play it on your iPhone, your Kindle, Android, and over 500 devices for your listening anytime, anywhere. You know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is? Is it DeGrasse or DeGrasse?
He's the astronomer, right?
He had it right, DeGrasse.
Physics guy.
He is.
Yeah.
You know what he's got?
What?
Astrophysics for people in
a
hurry.
Oh, I heard that. I heard about it. It sounds great, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, you can hear it literally and figuratively because it's on Audible.
See, I love driving and listening. I think it's a great thing to do.
And he's fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. Yeah. For listeners of Ace on the House, free audiobook download with a 30-day trial give you the opportunity to check them out. That's right. You're getting this opportunity. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/Ray. That's audibletrial.com/Ray for your free audiobook. Do it. We appreciate it. Eric and I really appreciate it because we want to do the show again next week.
Why not? Kidding me?
That's all I'm saying. Matt, we got a vidi?
Yes, we do. Please email us your video questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Make sure you go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the videos. And, please support our sponsors. You get a free audiobook, but you're also helping us out. So thank you for that. So this week's video question, Steve in Long Beach.
Adam, Ray, Stromer, get it on. Hey, guys, I need your help. I've got this outdoor patio that is basically just a slab.
Asphalt
and
meets concrete.
Painted a couple years ago. It's starting to get real worn down. You see I got some cracks here. They're not too bad. But you can see where this is a post. Some cracking from a post that I used to have from a patio cover that I had to take down a couple years ago. Anyway, I want to do something different with this. I was thinking of painting it. I was thinking of tiling it. I'm going to be putting a permanent patio cover on this at some point. So I was wondering what you think you can do to fix these cracks if I need to, and then if painting or some self-leveling, resurfacing would be a good idea. Looking forward to some ideas. Thanks, guys. Get it on.
So what we were looking at
was a smooth, troweled concrete slab that's cracking.
That's in the back of his house, and it looks to be about, I'd say 15 by 20 with a dog ear. No expansion joints.
None.
Super old concrete. So I think we're talking what, circa 1960?
Yeah, it looks like it.
So it has a little bit of spalling, a little bit of crackage. There's probably steel in it, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then
doesn't look like the cracking's too bad, though.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I mean, when you're
but I fill that crack with epoxy.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want the water getting down.
No, that's right.
You know, and then would you resurf? I mean, you could do an overpour.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it
either.
It's
cold joint city, man. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'd glue it down maybe and then run some cuts in it, run some expansion joints if that's the look you were going for.
Yeah.
But if he wants to do tile.
See, if you want to do tile over that, you could put the mesh, thin set the mesh over the crack.
Would you just thin set it and then lay the tile over it and then maybe make a couple the grout line, make an expansion joint?
You could do that. But when you have those cracks, you're supposed to thin set the mesh, let that dry.
Oh, the fiber mesh.
Yeah, the fiber mesh.
I thought you were talking.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Let
that's a good
idea. Let that dry and then come back over it with tile. But I don't know, man. You know, it doesn't look that bad to me. But, you know, if you're concerned with the cracks, the only way to not see them would be to cover it with tile.
Yeah. And also, you could etch the concrete with acid and do a treatment on it to, you know, color.
Like epoxy it or something?
Well, the cracks you got to epoxy.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to make sure that was really clean.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not going to bode well when you, I mean, unless you want like a mishmash modeled look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could get the acid stains.
Right.
Where, you know, you have different colors and hues in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that could be kind of cool, but I would
go
for something
that requires linear. That requires upkeep. Too, because that color fades outside.
And you have to seal it.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me like you could, like Teresa said, patch the epoxy, do the cracks with the epoxy. If you don't like the look of seeing the cracks, then you're going to have to do some superficial covering over it, either tile or epoxy paint.
I'd even do a natural stone out there.
Ooh,
like
that's
a 12
a good idea.
By 12.
There you go.
Or some kind of like a ashlar pattern.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, some kind of ashlar pattern stone.
Yeah.
Would look very good.
It looks like it.
And get it gauged because then you can, you know, go half inch over the whole
that's
thing.
That's right. That's a good idea, Ray. You know? Like that. Because the architecture of the house looks like it could be nice with slate or, you know, gauged slate or something like that that's more linear looking, not so natural, you know.
Yeah, and then just make sure, check your lines and make sure you got a pitch off. You know, your water doesn't accumulate on the building. Make sure it goes, you know, toward the lawn.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to do.
I like the color, house color.
I do too.
Like black or gray slate, well, that would be really pretty, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yeah. And by the way, remember how popular that color was in the 80s?
Yeah.
Everything was painted that color. It's like a teal blue we're looking at.
Yeah, I think it's coming back.
Obviously.
I like
this guy's got it.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
That's it.
Very good. You guys want to do an email question?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so we got an email from David. Hey, guys, I am reassembling a bunk bed for the kids. When disassembling the bed, I noticed the main connections were made with a coarse-threaded, flat-headed bolt that screwed into the ends of the bed rails. They came out with a fair amount of sawdust. This makes me think that a little wood has been lost each time it's been moved. I want to put this back together as solidly as possible, so I'd like to add something back to the holes. My first thought is to use Adam's toothpick idea, drop a toothpick in the hole and screw it in. Or what about a couple drops of urethane glue that will foam and fill it in? It's structurally sound, will be fine as it is, but I just want to make sure things don't rattle loose with all the monkeys jumping on the bed. Thanks for all the great pod.
Well, the question is, are you going to move it again? Because if you are, anything you do now will be, you know, it'll be clearly affected. Like, you're not going to be able to take that out and then reassemble it again without doing some other process someday. So,
or like cutting it.
Yeah. If this is the last house stop for the bunk beds, then sure, you can do any of the things you mentioned to, you know, hold it solid. But if you're going to move
it again. I like his urethane.
I don't mind that.
I like the glue idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can probably break the glue loose. Maybe, you know, to take it apart later.
Yeah.
Because I remember I hung with the flanges, right? I was living in a brick building.
Yeah.
And so I hung a pull-up bar in the hallway, and on the I used flanges with Tapcon screws, right?
Right, right.
And then I epoxied those Tapcon
screws. Oh, that worked out?
Worked out great. But when I moved,
taking it out. Forget it.
It actually worked out, but... Yeah. I mean, I demoed some brick, and I like was pulling on it and everything else, and it was a big patch job. And the wood won't bode well with that.
Yeah, and if you're and by the way, bunk beds sounds like the kids are probably under 13 because that stuff ends right around there where it's like, you know, my brother needs to get the F out of this room.
Right, right, right.
I don't want anyone in here with me. Right, so it might have a short attention span, that bunk bed.
Sure. Like one more year. It's like, hey, Dad, what the hell is going on here?
Get this out of here. Yeah. So make sure that you're able to get it out of the room easy without having to cut the thing with a sawzall.
Or then just cut it up and throw it away.
Yeah.
Like everybody does.
Yeah.
I had bunk beds when I was a kid. You had bunk beds?
I had bunk beds too, yeah.
And were you top or bottom?
I was the bottom. My brother, well. Depends if you're talking.
I knew you were the bottom.
Depends if you're talking about my stint in the quote unquote Navy.
No. Oh. It's okay, Eric. Now, hey, with the bunk bed, did your brother ever, like, bring a girl over and up
in
the bunk
bed?
Yeah,
so anyway, here's the story with the bunk bed. So the summer, we would go up to this place in northern Wisconsin, you know, where I water ski, and, you know, we would have the bunk bed there, right? So he'd bring the girl, Dee Dee Przlomski. Don't want to mention any names, but, you know, any of that.
Dee Dee Przlomski.
Any of that, you know, any of that.
Sorry, Dee Dee.
Sorry, Deeds. Yeah, it looks like Eric's got to get out of the old bunkhouse for the night.
Oh, really?
Oh,
sleep
I got
outside?
Thrown out. Oh, no, I'd have to go sleep in a tent outside.
Really?
Yeah. He was actually he was with Carrie, and Dee Dee was, you know, someone I was with a little bit, little Deeds.
Wait, did you, hold on a second. You and your brother shared.
No, we didn't share. No. I think there was only one in our lives that
you did?
With. Yeah. But not simultaneously. It was several years later.
All right, but my brothers and I have that same story.
You do,
a little bit.
I was first. Gets a little creepy after a while. If it's too close, it gets a little creepy.
Yeah, but if you're first, it doesn't matter.
No, who cares?
Because like you laid down the foundation, so to speak.
Stay within the building confines.
You see how I did that?
Right. Yeah, beautiful.
Hey, with this awkwardness out there, let's call this a day, right, Eric? Hey, support us on Ace on the – Eric, you do that. I'm smiling too big
Thank you. Ace on the House. Thank you. Oh, what a nice person. Her dad was a dentist too, and he hated me. Hated me. Just hated me, especially when I, you know, at some point I.
Especially when you went down on his girl. Yeah, no shit.
Anyway, thanks for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, click through the Amazon link, Twitter at aceontthehouse, facebook.com/aceontthehouse. Follow Ray at Ray at Oldhoffer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and leave a comment. Email us your video questions. And God bless you for smiling.
Thank you for listening, Phoebe.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.